Welcome to Health on the Hill. I'm Mary Agnes Carey. Obama administration officials were in the hot seat today on Capitol Hill, answering questions from lawmakers about implementation of the 2010 healthcare law. Jennifer Habercorn of Politico Pro is with us now to give us the latest. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, there were two hearings today on the Hill. One was before Energy and Commerce, which you attended. I went to one before Ways and Means. Jennifer, I'd like to start with your hearing at Energy and Commerce. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Administrator Marilyn Tavenner testified, and I understand at your hearing, and this also happened at my hearing, there were a lot of questions about the readiness of the health law's data hub. Could you tell us a little bit about what the hub is and what are the concerns about its implementation?
The hub, you know, Marilyn Tavenner kind of described it as a router that you probably have to hook up your internet at home. This is where all the information is going to kind of circulate in the exchanges. So when you sign up for to try to get a subsidy, your information will go through this data hub and be checked with the IRS. It'll go to the Social Security Administration. All this information is going to go through there. And as you can imagine, I mean, my internet router at home doesn't always work. And if this data hub is going to have the information of you know, millions of people cycling through it, it's pretty complicated. So a lot of the questions Tavenner got today was about whether that's going to work and whether testing on that has already started. And the testing is underway. She said that the testing so far has gone well, and when issues have popped up, those have been repaired quickly.
At my hearing over at Ways and Means, another CMS official, Gary Cohen, also got a lot of questions about the data hub. Daniel Werfel from the IRS, both officials are very involved in the implementation of the ACA, were asked repeatedly about the data hub and will it be ready, and Gary Cohen promised to share with the committee the results of the testing, and I believe that wraps up this month. Is that correct?
Well, you know, it sounds like the testing is going to continue through the end of the year, particularly with the payments. That's kind of the last piece of this, because payments won't start until January 1st, even though people can sign up in October. They won't be paying until January. So I think they're going to be testing right until January, and I have to imagine that the testing is going to continue, you know, even once everything is started.
And at both of our hearings, this issue of verifying if someone needs a subsidy in the health law, verifying their income came up. Can you give us a bit of the backstory and what's the news there?
Sure. This kind of cuts directly at one of the Republicans' chief concerns about this law, and that it's going to open the federal government up to additional fraud. Now, earlier this month, HHS released a regulation that kind of raised questions about whether in some states people are going to be kind of self-regulating themselves, self-attesting, you know, saying, I make $50,000, and that there wouldn't be any way to check that. That's important because your income is going to determine if you qualify for a subsidy and how much. Marilyn Tavenner in my hearing today said that that data is going to be checked right away. It's going to be run up against IRS information and information from Equifax, and that if that, you know, if I were to say I make X amount of money and that information does not jive with what they have on hand at IRS and Equifax, that's going to trigger an investigation where, or I shouldn't say an investigation, but rather it's going to raise a flag to double-check that income and make sure there isn't any fraud there.
And one of the newer developments, I thought, was that they're going to be able to, they say they can verify the income of every applicant, that there'll be much more certainty about that.
Yeah, and you know, Marilyn Tavenner said that, and I'm sure the IRS official said that as well in your hearing, and you know, I think that's going to be something that politically can be a liability because, as we know, these federal health care programs, there is fraud in there. There's no lot, but there is fraud in there. And it just seems that Republicans are going to be very eager to jump on that when there are instances of fraud. And, you know, I think in 2014, particularly when the health law is first starting, that's going to be something to watch for.
And tomorrow in the House of Representatives, the House is going to take its 40th vote on the Affordable Care Act, and these votes have been to either repeal the law or either in total or in pieces or a part of the law. What's the vote about tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Congress's last day before the August recess, so they're going out with another health care vote. This one is to deny any money to the IRS to implement the health law, and that is expected to quickly pass the House of Representatives, but the Senate is not expected to take that up, and if it did, certainly Democrats would block it. So it won't become law, but, you know, Republicans have made clear that they want to hold as many votes as possible to send a message that this law is not the policy that they want to see implemented.
What sort of votes might we expect in September after Congress returns from the August recess?
In September, I think we're going to see some votes on this verification issue that we talked about earlier, how stringently the government is going to be verifying people's incomes before they get subsidies. I think we'll also see votes relating to the IPAB, the Independent Payment Advisory Board. That's the Medicare board that is, it's not set up yet, but it's designed to control Medicare spending. And we may see additional bills to defund other pieces of the health law.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Jennifer Haberkorner, Politico Pro.
Thanks, Mary Agnes.